In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison dumps plans to raise the retirement age to 70. An inquiry into Peter Dutton's handling of visas for au pairs underway in Canberra, and a reigning champion dumped from the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has abandoned a commitment to raise the retirement age to 70. The Liberal Party has for years been trying to raise the pension age from 67, but Mr Morrison has announced he'll dump the plan. He's told the Nine Network that Cabinet will ratify the decision next week.
It'll remain at 67, which is what Labor increased it to. In this year's budget, I announced a whole package of measures to help Australians live a longer and healthy and more active life. I don't think we need that measure any longer when it comes to raising the pension age, and it's one of the things I'll be changing pretty quickly. I've talked to my colleagues about it. We'll ratify it next week. The pension age going to 70, gone.
A New Zealand journalist has been released after being detained by authorities on Nauru while covering the Pacific Islands Forum. TVNZ Pacific correspondent Barbara Drever was taken in by police after interviewing a refugee on the island outside a restaurant. She was later released without charge, but has been stripped of her media accreditation for the forum and will leave with the rest of the New Zealand delegation tonight. Ms. Drever says she had been given permission to speak to refugees as long as she didn't enter any camps.
I was under the impression, and I know we were allowed to talk to refugees. I think it probably shows that things are a wee bit sensitive here, in fact a lot sensitive. It is what it is, and I'm just pleased to be out.
Nauru's government has denied the reporter was detained, saying she voluntarily accompanied police. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton's decision to grant two European au pairs visas is under scrutiny from a parliamentary inquiry in Canberra. The Senate Legal Affairs Committee is inquiring into whether Mr Dutton misused his ministerial power by intervening in the visa cases. AFL boss Gillon McLachlan will appear via teleconference to explain his involvement in lobbying Mr Dutton to overturn an au pair's visa rejection. At least eight people have reportedly been killed in Japan after a powerful typhoon slammed into the country's west, leaving hundreds more injured. Typhoon Jebi, believed to be the strongest typhoon to make landfall in the nation since 1993, has headed north across the main island of Honshu with winds of more than 120 kilometres an hour. More than a million households are without power, while the region's main international airport was cut off from the mainland after a 2,600-ton tanker was blown into the connecting bridge, stranding thousands. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has reportedly cancelled his travel plans to oversee the government's response to the disaster. Labor says it will cut back funding to the Great Barrier Reef Foundation if it wins the next election. The coalition has been criticised after it gave the foundation almost $500 million without a competitive tender process and without the foundation asking for it. The government says the deal was done transparently and the foundation is a worthy recipient. But Labor's environment spokesman Tony Burke says if the ALP is elected, it will change the policy so the foundation will be obliged to return any money that has not been spent. Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove says he'll retire when his five-year term finishes next year, saying the job deserves and demands new vigour. Opposition leader Bill Shorten had called on the government to extend Sir Peter's tenure until after the next election, but the former defence chief says he'll step down at the end of March. In tennis, defending champion Sloane Stephens has become the latest big name to fall at the US Open. In hot conditions, the third-seeded American went down 6-2, 6-3 to Latvian Anastasia Savastova, who's through to her first Grand Slam semi-final. Savastova became the first Latvian woman to reach the last four at the US Open. The 28-year-old's victory avenged last year's quarterfinal loss to Stephens in New York. Savastova retired from tennis in 2013 due to injuries before returning in 2015. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers easing, 16 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two developing and 20. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 20. Hobart, mostly sunny, 19. Canberra, partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, a shower or two, and 17. Sydney, a shower or two, 19. Newcastle, a few showers, 19 degrees. Brisbane, showers easing, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.